George Walker for WFIU Arts. Cardinal Stage Company presents The Roommate by Jen Silverman. It'll be at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, January 30th to February 16th. The guest director is Daniela Wheelock, an outspoken environmental activist, passionate about increased diversity in the theatrical room, from the casting room to the season selection committee. Daniela, you'll be happy to know that The Roommate was actually selected from a community screening of excerpts from about five or six shows. So we're delighted about that. How did you get the gig?
I actually just came off of a gig at Steppenwolf for The Great Leap. I was assistant directing there up in Chicago. And the casting director there, J.C. Clements, introduced me to Kate. And she talked to me about this play. And the rest was kind of just history, which is amazing. It's one of my favorite scripts that I've ever read. And I'm glad that the Bloomington community kind of agreed with that.
Your actors are Cardinal vet Constance Macy and a newcomer, Adrian Curry. Can you talk a little bit about the show and what attracted you to it and their roles?
There aren't very many shows about two women in their 50s. It's not really something that you get to see very much in the theatrical world. What I really love about this play is that it lets two women in their 50s be the center of this story. So one of them is very much a Midwestern housewife, brought up her son in that tradition, is living in the home that she built with her husband, she is now divorced from. And this other woman is coming from New York, from the Bronx, and has a very different past where she's traveled a lot and done a lot of things that I think this original character would never have even thought about.
You do comment that roles for women over 50 traditionally have stayed in a rather narrow lane, one filled with maternal or perhaps spinster archetypes, and that Jen Silverman really has created kind of a dark comedy here.
Yeah, it's actually really fun. It paints a picture of people that we would not expect to see on stage in this age range, which is heartbreaking to me because these women exist in real life. We just don't get to see them, and they're some of the most fascinating, storied people. You get to see this very classic portrayal of what a wife and mother is on stage and kind of flip it on its head with a completely different type of person who just changes and revolutionizes the life of this woman who is very traditional.
When we saw a scene from this and actually voted for this particular production, one of the things was that the two were, at least initially, quite uncomfortable with one another.
Yes, it's like every other roommate story. You move in with someone and you don't know them as well as you probably should before you move in. And then you have to deal with the awkwardness of getting to know each other while you're living in each other's space, which is incredibly relatable to me as someone with three roommates right now in Chicago.
You said that you particularly were attracted to this script in part because actually it features women who are older than you are.
Yes, that is true.
How does that work for you?
So I'm relatively younger than the two characters in this piece. And so is Jen Silverman, actually. When she wrote the piece, she was in her mid-30s. And I think that I just greatly admire a lot of these women in my life who are of that age group. And it's these women in my life are so storied, and they have this diverse history, and they're interesting and fascinating in ways that the media does not always show. And I really wanted to kind of make this a love letter to all of the women in my life that have influenced me and who I hope to be one day, who are interesting and complicated and have things about them that we might wish were different or might not approve of, but we love them wholly for that anyway. And this is a celebration of that.
We've been talking with Daniela Wheelock about a love letter that she's composing on stage with the play The Roommate by Jen Silverman. It'll be at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, January 30th to February 16th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.